Thank you very, very much for keeping it locked onto Rise FM. It's all things Vuka Tleva. It happened to me. And I did say that we're joined by Ucebile, who shares a similar story today. Ucebile, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming onto the show and, you know, just being so willing to share your story with us. You know, we do it because we want to warn our listeners, but also just to, you know, create an awareness to say these things do happen. You were almost scammed by somebody you once called a lover.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I was almost scammed. Okay, I met him at a mall, being single, so I was looking, you know.
Yeah.
And he followed me from the car park, and he asked for my number, I eventually gave him, and we started dating. But obviously I was a bit weird, because every time I visited him, he stayed in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, these hotels that look like a flat.
Right, yes.
They're not your typical hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I visited, he'd have an excuse like, I've got a headache, can I please go and get grandpa? I've got a headache, I need maybe something to dash my drink. Mm-hmm. But there's always an excuse, you know, for us not to bond.
Mm-hmm.
But that was because he wanted me to look around the house.
Okay.
Or should I say the hotel? Yeah. Because that's where the money actually was.
All right. Okay.
And then this particular day, he left. He said he wanted to get us drinks, like soft drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came back, we were watching a movie, and he left the movie.
Okay.
And when he came back, I think I was more annoying him because I had fallen asleep during
the movie,
you know, waiting for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when he then fetched the suitcase full of money, cleaned a few notes, gave it to me to show me and that it's real money, and then told me that he actually needs more of this in order to clean it. He'll be able to do everything for me that I want.
Okay, let's just quickly pause it there. Okay. I mean, when we speak about red flags, for me, the first red flag would be having a boyfriend who lives in a hotel. Why do you not have your own place? Was that something that you never questioned?
I did, mm-hmm. but his story was, his father was from Gambia,
mm-hmm.
and was a financial minister who was killed, and he had to run out of his country and come to South Africa. So every day, because during the day I wouldn't be able to get hold of him, he would say he goes to the embassy to sort out some papers and for his safety to report.
Right.
Yeah. So they would say that is why he actually needs the money so he can keep paying for the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he needs the ink, yes, to clean the money so that he can pay for that particular. It's not the ink. It's actually a chemical to clean the ink on the money.
Okay, so I'm a bit confused right now. You say that he would leave you in this hotel room, or let's just call it a hotel apartment, right? Because he wants you to see or to search and find money. Okay? And so if you are then seeing this money that he's showing you in a case, you must be thinking, why or where did you get so much money that you're able to put it in a case and just leave it lying around when you get people that come in and clean in this room, in your apartment, right?
Because he lived there, they only came when he asked for them to come and clean.
Okay.
He didn't have your normal house call that you would have every morning in a hotel room. No, he didn't have that time.
But I mean, when he then showed you this case of money for the first time, did you ever ask, where does this money come from?
When he showed me, he actually then told me the story about his father and the fact that he comes from this particular country and he's on the run for his life.
Yeah. And then he need, what does he need money for? If he says to you, so I need a bit more money, what's his excuse for wanting the money so that he can help his father or help himself?
Okay, the ink is so little that he said that the ink, not the ink, sorry, the solution that he was given to clean the money is so little that he needs more money. So basically he needs the help.
Yes, right.
And that's where I come in.
And how long have had you guys been together when he showed you this money?
That's less than 2 weeks.
No.
2 weeks is long. He was under serious pressure.
No, Qebile, that is such a short time.
I guess that is why I also panic.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, remember, I hadn't given him a chance to do things for me as well. So I wasn't hooked.
Yes. You
for
see,
other
that's...
people, when I read the stories, they actually do everything for them and they get hooked that way because they take over all your responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I never gave him the chance to take over my responsibilities.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And so now when you tell yourself, I have got to investigate this, where, how does it start? Where do you start investigating?
I was uneasy. So I told friends who said, sounds like a good deal to them.
Yeah.
But I was still uneasy. And then I took it to my sister. And I spoke to her. My sister is married to somebody from out the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said to me, go and research a scam. And it's called scam. And he gave me a number. I think it was 419 or 499, but it was a number.
Yeah.
And I found everything on the internet.
Sure, man. And I mean, so we would assume that this is something that he's been doing to so many other women.
I think that is why I talk about it, because I feel it's too common, but we still fall for it, because if you're single and you're looking and you've got so much responsibilities on your own, I mean, as a single mother, you don't get children to raise them by yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody let you down.
Yeah.
So we're on a constant look for, you know, somebody better.
Yeah.
So we are easy. Yeah. We are vulnerable to those kind of mistakes.
No, absolutely. I think for me, I don't know if I should call it a he revealed himself. I mean, after 2 weeks and somebody saying, I need cash. It's a bit weird, you know, but like you said, had he been somebody that was taking over your responsibilities and your bills for months, and then he comes back and says, oh, shucks, you know, I'm a bit stuck. I need some money. It becomes so much easier for you to go, no, I mean, he can always give it back to me, you know. Or he will pay me back, or he'll bounce back on his feet because he's just going through something. He's showed me time and time again that he's able to take care of me and take over my responsibilities. He's just going through someone. What message do you have to women especially? I mean, I think young women especially, Qebile, because we go on social media, there's so many societal standards that we want to uphold because we are seeing somebody living such a lavish life, which then, you know, puts us in danger of meeting men who don't have the best of intentions and instead want to scam us.
I would say to them, we know when things are not going according to what we want, because we left bad relationships. So we know what a bad relationship looks like. And when it's too good to be true, take a step back, because we are looking for this happiness. But when motivational speakers say happiness begins with me, so always look at what you want rather than what they are offering.
Yeah.
Because sometimes what they are offering is exactly the path that's going to take you into a darker path than what you were before.
No, absolutely. Tabile, thank you very much for coming onto the show. Thank you for sharing your story and, you know, just being so willing to warn other young girls. I'm so glad that you were able to catch on very, very early because, I mean, giving your money to somebody, money that you've worked hard for, only for them to scam you, is a painful experience. And I'm very, very glad that you didn't have to go through that. Thank you very much.
Most definitely.